Don't write this down, but I find Milton probably as boring as you find Milton. He's a little bit long-winded. He doesn't translate very well into our generation, and his jokes are terrible. But that does not relieve you from your responsibility for this material. I'm waiting for reports from some of you.
I'm not joking. This is my job.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, January 17th, 2017. Today is the birthday of Canadian actor Donald Sutherland, born in 1935 in St. John, New Brunswick. His mother was a math teacher and his father was a salesman who also managed the local utility company. His early childhood was shaped by poor health, including polio and bouts with hepatitis and rheumatic fever. Resisting their son's dreams of becoming a sculptor, Sutherland's parents urged conventionality and pushed him to study engineering at the University of Toronto, where he experienced his first exposure to acting. As the story goes, the first play he ever saw was one that he had a small role in, a student production of Edward Albee's The Male Animal, his junior year. Other shows followed, and in 1958 he graduated with dual degrees in engineering and drama. Scrapping a potential engineering career, he moved to the United Kingdom after college to work at the Perth Repertory Theatre in Scotland. He also appeared on the London stage before embarking on his half-century film career. It was an inauspicious start. "My first offer ever for a film was in 1962," he recalled. "I auditioned for the producer, the writer, and the director. The next morning, they were all three on the phone saying how wonderful the audition had been. And then the producer said, 'We loved you so much, we just wanted to call and explain why we're not casting you. We've always thought of this as a guy next door sort of character, and we don't think you look like you've ever lived next door to anybody.'" A year later, he did get a part in the 1963 British romantic drama The World Ten Times Over, but it didn't lead to steady or even good-paying work. Thus, on the advice of his agent, a flat-broke Donald Sutherland moved to Hollywood in the mid-1960s. His big break came in 1967 when he landed the small but significant role of Vernon Pinkley in the war film The Dirty Dozen. The movie went on to become the fifth highest-grossing film of the year. Leveraging that success, Sutherland found more work, including a part in the Clint Eastwood comedy Kelly's Heroes. It was around this time that he accepted the part that would catapult his career into stardom, starring as Hawkeye Pierce in the classic Robert Altman comedy MASH. The film, which also starred Elliot Gould and Tom Skerritt, proved to be a giant cultural and financial success. Following MASH, Sutherland became a regular part of the Hollywood rotation. His acting style has been described as offbeat and precise, with an on-screen presence that is no doubt aided by his 6'4" frame. An actor of enormous versatility, his other films in a half-century screen career include Ordinary People, A Time to Kill, Instinct, Cold Mountain, Pride and Prejudice, and the Hunger Games franchise. In all, Sutherland has worked in more than 150 films, going harder than most at an age when many of his contemporaries have eased back on their schedules. "I'm going to be working until I'm helping them with the shovel," he has said. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for July 17th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.